first responders to be sure that they're safe and protected.
President Preckwinkle?
Yeah.
President Preckwinkle, I promised you for an hour, but listen, you people are very interested in what you're saying. I got a hard break at 3 o'clock with the news, and thank you, Susan, for calling.
I want you to just
stick with me. Stick with me, President Preckwinkle, to after the news and the break, and then you can make your closing comments after that.
I'd be happy to do that.
President Tony Preckwinkle. Today is Saturday. It's good in the hood. We're talking positivity stuff on Read Between the Lines. We'll be right back after national news and breaks.
Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Read Between the Lines with Eddie Reed on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us.
Justice is juxtaposition. Grown Folk Radio, it's your brother, Eddie Reed. Read Between the Lines. We chopping it up today. We have had the honor of chopping it up with President Tony Preckwinkle, president of Cook County, the second largest county in the country. President Preckwinkle, I know I promised you, but I got two more calls, and if you will take those two calls, then we will be very pleased to hear your closing comments. And let me just say before I go to the phone, we're talking good in the hood. We're talking positive radio today. That's what it's about. You know, I come up with themes each and every week. Sometimes I have grab bags, President Preckwinkle, where I let people go all over the highway, and they talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about. But today we focused, and we're talking positive. On that, let's go to – we're going to stand by Howard. We'll come to you right after Art. Come on, Art.
Hey, what's going on, young man? How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
Good afternoon.
Hello to your guests. It's an honor and pleasure to speak with you, young lady. I wanted to know from your vantage point dealing with black people, I always have a concept of we need to put in effect some form of community codes of conduct and some form of value system, family value system, that I think that those in the leadership should try to get together and put some form of something on paper to help those who may need it and those who do have it, that we all can be on the same page to get our community together, because I believe it's better to be proactive than reactive. Now, I leave you with that, and it was excellent listening to you, and it's good to, that the young lady said, to hear you, to come on. You are the only candidate, except for Willie Wilson, who comes on regularly. And you made your word bond. And that was more important than anything, to come on when you're not running for something. And the people have much more respect for a person who's always there when you don't need them and when they need you. I'll leave it there and may God bless.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go to Howard. Howard, are you there? What's your comment, my
brother? Brother Reed, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother, and you?
I'm good. Peace and blessings to you and your family. And I'd like to say hello to President Preckwinkle.
Good afternoon.
And my comment is, I'm just looking forward to the day where our prison reform system, I've been studying for quite a long time. They are putting people in prison for nonviolent crimes. And that makes our prisons what is called a debt prison, which is slavery, you know, involuntary servitude. So I do know that the Nasara or the Gasara will be going into the change of jurisdiction Well, we can't operate under our natural rights. And what I'm really speaking of is the right to travel. People get misconstrued, but I've changed myself back to the original jurisdiction, and I'm still getting problems with these so-called law enforcement agencies who operate under the military-industrial complex system. And once again, it's a form of slavery. So I'm just looking forward to our reforms in these so-called justice systems and these jails, because most people, a lot of them, don't really need to be in jail. They just need to be reformed.
Well, Howard, thank you. Thank you for your comment and your call. As you may be aware, from the time that I got this position in 2010, I've been focused on criminal justice reform. And we have worked hard to be sure that those who are accused of nonviolent crimes do not spend the time between their arraignment in bond court and the disposition of their case in jail, that they're out in the community, going to work, supporting themselves and their families, going to school, whatever. And that's been a hallmark and a focus of our efforts for the last decade, particularly in conjunction with our stakeholders, the chief judge, the state's attorney, the public defender, the clerk of the court, and the sheriff, over the last 4 or 5 years. And we've reduced the jail population from an average daily census of 10 or 11,000 down now to almost 4,000, a reduction of 1,000 in the last 4 weeks as we worked very hard with all of the actors to try to get people out of the jail, knowing that the jail is a petri dish for the virus.
Well, President Preckwinkle, it's been wonderful to hang out with you today. And thank you, Eddie, for inviting me. Absolutely. We'll do it again when we can get in the studio with each other.
All right.
What say you as in terms of closing comments to the listening audience? What say you, my sister?
Well, I think, you know, we all are sheltering in place, but that doesn't mean that we have to lose contact with each other. And I encourage you to call and speak with, you know, family, friends, neighbors, particularly those who in your family are senior citizens who are over 60 and who are particularly vulnerable to the virus. Be sure that they have the groceries they need, the meds that they need. And, you know, our younger listeners need to go and do those errands for the older folks, because they're less likely to be heavily impacted by COVID-19. And we know that our seniors are particularly vulnerable. So, you know, this is a time when it's always important for us to look out for each other. It's really important in the time of a pandemic.
And you know, I want to go out on a funny note or a humorous note. I know what the hell my guilty pleasure is in terms of what I eat. You look like you're in good shape. What's your guilty pleasure, President Preckwinkle, that you chewing up on and you eating while you on lockdown?
Strawberry shortcake.
Right on. All right. Strawberry shortcake. I want to thank you. It's been wonderful to spend this time with you, and I look forward to us doing it again soon.
Thanks a lot, Eddie. Take care now.
All right. You too. You heard from President Tony Preckwinkle. We're opening up the lines now, 312-374-8130. We're still doing good in the hood. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of vulgarity, anger. I know that I have run into my share of it over the past few days. One of the things that I have enjoyed from some of my friends is that they have sent out some humorous things. And it's important. Laughter is good for the soul. I got to admit, some of the humor that some of the people have sent me ain't really my kind of humor, but I guess it was funny to them. So I have to kind of measure what I send on to my other friends. My family is always telling me that I ain't got much of a sense of humor. I'm working on it. I try to do my best. There are two people who consistently laugh at my jokes. One of them is my daughter, Jamila, and the other one is Pierre Cooper at WVON. I can tell a joke and I can count on getting the laughs from Pierre Cooper and from my daughter, Jamila. You know, as we look across this land, I've been listening to the governors and I've been listening to all of the leaders, in the political leaders. I'm not hearing much about leaders who are not in political positions. I know that I have a wide listening audience because many of you call me and text me. I ask you, please try not to text me during the program because it's very difficult for me to be able to follow the text and follow the who's calling and that sort of thing. And so the line is open, 312-374-8130. Call in and let's talk about some positiveness today. Good in the hood. Some of our pastors or just regular folk, big mama, papa, little dude, whoever out there, come on in and share something positive. All right, we are going to now go to Brother Levante Stewart, who is now joined us back. He's the co-host. Brother Levante, are you there?
Hey, I'm back, Brother Reed.
All right, Brother Levante, I've been doing a lot of chopping it up or whatever today, and so what say you for positiveness for the listening audience out there today? And I know you do a lot with young people, and I'm hoping to hear from some of the brothers, Brother Marua Farrell and others who are out there in the village. Brother came by, he called me earlier this week, Brother Marua Farrell, who is the head of the Gavi, I think it's Post 401, I believe, hope he's listening. They're taking food to people. They're taking all kinds of goodies. He told me that he had a goodie bag for me. Brother called and came by the house. He brought a brother some gloves, some masks, some alcohol. He didn't bring the kind I could drink. Brother Levante, he didn't bring me no Hennessy. He brought me some rubbing alcohol. He didn't bring me no Hennessy. He didn't bring me no Patron. He didn't bring me nothing like that. But he did bring me what he called a care package. So, you know, I digress there for a moment, trying to have my little sense of humor. It still ain't working. But what say you, brother? Shout out to those young people. I know they listen, particularly when they know you're on. To the parents, parents who are on lockdown with their children, you do a great deal of work with the young people or whatever. Come on, brother. Talk to the parents about some of the recommendations that you have. You have young children yourself, and you got a newborn. So, brother, talk to the parents, man.
That's right.
Give them some positive messages because they've been on lockdown in the crib with these cats, these little cats, for some time, man. You know, they've been at daycare, they've been in the Y program, or they've been in school. Talk to them, Brother Levante.
Listen, Brother Reed, my staff over at the nonprofit have been, reaching back out and reconnecting with the parents because we're launching what's called our virtual spring training program. So we took what would have been, spring training at the park, getting the ball players ready, starting to focus in on service learning projects, cultural awareness, continuing academic enrichment, all of these things. We've all, of course, disrupted, right? Our primary service is a contact sport. So, man, by the time I talked to my staff and they told me they've been calling parents, man, boy, I think parents were never happier to hear from us. You hear me? So, I'm glad you called because I'm about to put about five of them out the house. So, man, I would recommend the parents, look around right now. A lot of organizations that are youth serving are adjusting to the current situation and moving to programs that can be conducted online and virtual. And so far from my experience, we've been at it for about 2 weeks with our adolescents, and we've been at it since the end of, March 14th when the shelter in place went in place. We've been at it with the young adults, the teens. I'm hoping some of them are listening. Maybe they want to kind of call in today and tell you some of what they've been doing through it, you know, in terms of building their business. I got six African-American girls building a business when this comes from under. But, yeah, man, parents need to seek out, Brother Reed, what's online. It's a lot of organizations adapting, and the kids are receptive to it, right? And they're actually happy, man. Every time I'm in one of these groups with the teams of ball players, baseball or softball, they're so excited to see their teammates on the screen, talk to their coaches, just have that outlet, right? And so, unfortunately, man, your lines were blowing up today. I was trying to call in as a caller and get a question off. So, you know, I'm guilty of texting you like mad. I'm one of those people. Hey, Brother Reed, can you ask her this? But I think it's very important that we do not overlook, whether it be you respond with, you know, programs like ours that are sports-based or it's arts-based or whatever. We cannot overlook, and I'm not an expert in this area as far as being a medical doctor, but I'm an expert in the social science of it. We have to be concerned with our young folks' mental health. Where are they during this shelter in place, man? I'm going to tell you, as an ex-con, Brother Reed, this is very akin to like being on house arrest or something when you come home on parole, right? Because you can actually move around to a certain degree, but just think of those kids, man, that are already under certain stresses and traumas. What about those kids maybe who don't even have that perfect home environment, and actually sports and other activities, after school activities, are that escape from something that could be, you know, really a trigger at home? So I think things like these become outlets for the kids under the circumstances.
Yeah, let's go now, brother. The phones are lit up again. Let's go now to Brother Philip. What's up, Brother Philip? What you got?
What's up, Brother Reed?
What you got?
What's up, Levante?
What's up, Brother?
Look, I was trying to catch it while you had the president on. I wanted to ask her about, you know, a few years back. I'm not quite sure when it happened, but a few years back, the county passed ordinance or bill or whatever, where they were giving inmates that were incarcerated in the county 2 days for one. And I'm assuming they had reconciled that with the state. But now what the state IDOC is doing is not giving those individuals that credit. You know, and it's creating a lot of extra stress and whatnot down there in IDOC. I've heard they have actually started letting some people out. Now, I haven't been able to confirm. I know one brother they supposed to have let out, but I haven't got a chance to speak to him personally yet, so I'm not sure if he's out.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah, brother, I did not see you. Your call didn't get through until after the president was gone, or, you know, I would have connected you with her.
Yeah, y'all have, you know, the phone's blowing up, bro, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phone's blowing up, you know.
Man, what you
that,
got?
You know,
hey, man,
I'm not gonna get on what I
you're
really want to talk to
player,
you about on the air because it had to do with that gatekeeper situation. You know, I don't think it's an appropriate show for that. So,
Brother Phil,
you know, in your sense of humor, I crack up at your jokes all the time, brother.
Yeah, you do. I forgot you laugh at them.
But then I'm kind of on anyway, so.
Brother Phil,
I keep telling them they have a little. Them some of them jokes be good.
Yeah, man, hey. You just got to have a different sense of humor.
Brother Phil, leave us with something positive today, man. You old player, you've been around a long, long time. I know your history out here. You're a professional man who's done an incredible work in this community, still do. But leave us with something positive today, brother.
Well, I just think that, you know, brothers need to stay on their square, brothers and sisters, you know, and understand what we're working at. You know, we're working at, you know, bringing black back. You know, and people need to realize that and remember that, and don't let nobody take you away from that.
Yes, sir. All right, Brother Phil,
brother.
Thank you.
You too, Levante.
Right.
All right, Brother Phil.
Y'all be.
Let's go to Zoe. Zoe, are you there?
Hey, Brother Eddie. How you feeling, man?
What's up, Brother Zoe?
I'm going to keep this real simple. I know you was a student of Brother Lou Palmer. That's a little bit before my time, but I wanted to say to you, if you could start putting in these politicians' heads to start grooming some young fellas to come behind them, young brothers and sisters, because I think we need that for our future, man.
You know, you're right on target. I want you to call me off the air at 773-848-8049, 773-848-8049. Brother Marua Farrell, who I've known, he's about 49 now. He's involved with Chicago Black United Communities. He heads up the Garvey organization. You call me after I'm off the program or anytime on that 773-848-8049. We are doing just that right now. I've been talking to Brother Marua, and he's been in the game a long time. Brother Philip is also working. Brother Joe Lewis out of Atlanta, Georgia. We got Brother Terrence Mack out of L.A. We got Brother Mitch out of Memphis, Tennessee. We got brothers from all around the country that are seasoned brothers. Hey, brother, did you see the movie Uncle Drew?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. I want you to go watch the movie Uncle Drew. It's a basketball movie, and it's just about old cats doing positive things with young dudes, you know what I'm saying? And that's really where we at. There are some of us out here that's not afraid of our young brothers, no matter what they've been through, whether they got a gat or they ain't got a gat. You can smell fear. You can smell ignorance, stupidity. There's a kind of vibe that you know when you're dealing with somebody that ain't quite got it together. And so, you know, I walk these streets, not so much right now because my family has told me to stay on lockdown, but you're right on target, Brother Zoe. It's not so much the politicians. It's about the community. All of the people that came up through the community that moved into a political position, that's where the power came from, not so much a politician training somebody, you know, to be to take their place or to do something like that. So I feel your spirit, brother. That's a positive thing to do, and much respect. Call me and let's chop it up, okay?
Yes, sir, my brother.
Right on. Peace. Let's go to Brother Jim. Jim, what say you, Jim?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, it's Jim. Yes, sir. How
What's
are
up?
You?
I'm good, Jim. What's up, brother? What you got?
Can you hear me okay?
Today? Yeah, I can hear you. Go, man.
Okay. You know, what chance to do is clean out a lot of stuff that I've been saying I was going to do for a long time. I just never made the time. So I'm cleaning
Jim.
Out a lot of stuff out of my garage, out of my basement, and actually I found a few things that I wasn't using.
Jim, hey, Jim, yeah. Hold on. Jim, right. Jim, is this white boy Jim?
This is Jim.
Get it? That's Jim.
Is this white dude?
Is this white
I'm your
dude,
friend Jim. Jim. I don't go by, I don't play racial politics. I'm,
well, wait a minute. Hold it. All right, then, I'm going to be positive. Is this white dude Jim? And Jim, the white dude, is going to give
well,
us some
Well, I'm a man of color, just not
today?
As much as other people, that's all.
You're going to give us some positive comments today?
I'm going to give. I'm trying to, but you got to let me finish. Like
well,
I said.
Good in here, Jim.
All right, ahead, let me explain. First of all, I had a bunch of stuff sitting in my garage, in my basement, in my house, in my office, that I said, you know, it's time to clean this mess up. So I've been cleaning stuff up, organizing things that I forgot I had. I found a lot of things I wasn't using. So I've been selling stuff on eBay and making some money. So I encourage everybody else, if you got stuff sitting around your house in your garage, turn over a few things. You'll find something you haven't used for a while. Kind of dust it off. Check eBay and see what it's selling for. Kind of throw it out there for the average price, and you make some money. And it's always fun when I open my phone and go, boom, here comes a message from PayPal. You've been paid X number of dollars for this. But I will say, if you guys sell stuff on eBay, even if it's like a few bucks, make sure you cover at least the postage. So you have a tracking, because I did make a mistake one time. I had sold 3 computer diskettes to a guy in California, put the postage on the envelope, but it wasn't tracking, and he said he never got it. So that was my education lesson, because it cost me $45 in money I didn't receive, because there was a way to prove that he got it or didn't, and it never got returned either.
Hey, Jim.
Well, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
I can't hear you too well.
Hey, Jim. Jim.
Yes, sir.
You got some baseball gear in that basement?
I'm sorry, can you say again?
You got some baseball gear in that basement, Jim?
Some baseball what?
some baseball gear.
You got some baseball equipment you dug out down in that
I have an old mitt that I'm not using. You want me to donate it?
Yeah, come on and donate it, Jim. That's good in the hood, brother.
Yeah, it's a right-handed mitt. You know, it's for your left hand because I'm right-handed.
Jim, you can call my number.
I'll donate it. Absolutely. I'm up for the cause. You know.
All right.
I think this is this is a lesson for all of us. We should really be united and not be divided. Because, for example, if the food chain goes bad for whatever reason, it hurts all of us, not just one segment of the population. You know?
Well, Jim, let me just say to you, today you are my non-black friend. I'm going to speak to you in a positive way, and I appreciate you talking positive today instead of lecturing. Well, I don't even need to say that. Thank you for your call, Jim.
And it's always a pleasure, my friend.
To you. I look forward to talking to
you. God bless, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, I talk to anytime you got something positive to say to our people and about our people, I'm damn happy to talk to you. Man, Devontae, that was Jim, man. What did you
know with Jim from the beginning? I said, see, you've been real nice today. So COVID-19 has definitely changed our behavior. Hey, Jim, got some airtime today. Hey, Jim, don't forget to send them mitts, man.
Well, let me just say this to you, brother. you know, the creator is an equalizer. Oh, man, look, but Jim, let's take a break right here. Man, I done run over time. I apologize, Sister LaTierra. LaTierra, in the control tower. Go ahead, let's take our last break, and we'll come right back and chop it up some more.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? More ice cream trucks.
Okay. how about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Been around the whole world, still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found.
already back. And my sisters, this is your brother, Eddie Reed. We listening to, or we both chopping up, all of us chopping it up on Reed Between the Lines today. I want to again thank Jim. I ain't gonna overreact to it, but I appreciate Jim having something positive to say today. And it is good in the hood. I appreciate everybody who has something positive to say. Our senior citizens who are sitting out there listening to the radio, don't need to hear all this negativity and whoop-de-doop. Our children, I always say that our children and our women are watching and listening. That was India Irie. Now, you talk about a positive sister in terms of her music, in terms of her physical presence, in terms of her vibrations. It's just awesome to be able to have this positive music today. We started off with Sister Jill Scott and then Brother Michael Jackson, Heal the World and Glory with John Legend and Carmen, and now India Irie. Let's go to Ron. Ron, come on, my brother.
Yeah, you know, I have a question. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. My question, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't understand this criminal mentality. I used to take public transportation to work. And I would hear young guys, it's like they were honored to be a pretty young person. Oh, I got out. Sister. And then the girls would be like, yeah, girl, he's in prison.
I'm just going to be honest. I just don't.
And look, you know what? Don't get me wrong. I'm 60-something years old. Grew up. My father had a third-grade education. So I didn't come from an affluent, family. But a lot of people that I talk to, we're tired of it. I mean, but I'm telling you, they talk about being in jail.
Ron, Brother Ron, I don't know what happened. Brother Ron, this is positive today. This is good in the hood. All those things about what somebody ain't doing or whatever, did you all not hear me? I speak not in an authoritative voice to my people, my listeners. I speak to you with love, and I speak to you with compassion and sincerity. Now, Brother was, I was trying to see if Brother could go somewhere to talk about what to do about that. And now's the time. I haven't shouted out to the executive producer, Brother, you know his name now, sure. Brother LeBron Neil Bay, powerful brother. You've heard him on my CBUC. Go to CBUC, BIPO, CIBUCBIPO, and listen to his message. You can hear him there. Let me say to you, the brothers behind the wall, I'm in touch with Congressman Danny Davis's office. Congressman Danny Davis and I talk as often as we need to. I'm in touch with Ford on the west side, LaShawn Ford. These brothers are moving aggressively. I was listening to Obadella earlier with Carl Adams. Everybody is now looking at how to help our brothers and sisters behind the wall. What I'm saying to you is don't play with it. Do not play with it. Contact people very seriously in terms of we're not looking for somebody from national way over here, over yonder. When you talk to these families need righteous sincerity. Don't be hyping up somebody about your influence with this person and your influence with that person. You talk to these people's wives and husbands and significant others and mother and children. You talk to them in specifics, because just having our brothers and sisters locked up behind the wall is one thing, but having them face this condition of this COVID-19 where they can't get away from it if it's there. So I'm saying to all of you out there, I'm serious. I've been talking to a couple of reporters from the major TV stations and the major newspapers like the Tribune about calling these institutions and getting to the wardens and getting to the director of corrections. So I'm doing everything I know how to do, but I'm doing it in sincerity and not in terms of theatrics. That is my message. And shout out to the brothers behind the wall and the sisters. Let's go now. Is this Denaya? Did I say it correctly, Denaya?
Yeah. Oh, we got Janaya. That's one of my. That's one of our young folks. One of our successful youth leaders, Brother Reed.
Okay, come on with it.
Hey, my name is Janaya.
Speak up. Speak up.
My name is Janaya. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you, Janaya.
A little bit. Speak a little bit louder.
Okay.
Go right ahead and keep talking.
Okay, I'm with Lost Boys, and I was putting together a project that had concerns around the coronavirus with the senior citizens. Our project service benefits senior citizens in general, but focusing also on elders who love ones that does not come out and visit them or make time to spend with them. And Lost Boys itself is putting together a whole two months to get for us to know and get to understand them. So especially since COVID-19 is going on, we really want them to feel loved and that they're appreciated during this crisis like this. And even after this is over, we want them to understand that they have people who appreciate them. They have people who think about them and want to help them, even if it's just a talk, even if it's just a board game, a play, even if it's watching a movie, eating snacks, anything like that. This project would involve us, even such as going to the senior citizens and playing for quality time, like I said, with them, such as playing games, giving snacks, watching movies, talks. When would this happen? This project is not a one-day event, or it's not just a two-day event. We want to do it from, like, first week of July to the first week of September, days, even Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, option for Saturdays if requested by any elder in the home. This is weekdays, 12 to 4, Saturday if requested. Where would this project be held? This project would be held at any senior home that we feel is closer to us or that's more suitable for us to get to. And while we're doing this, people will attend our event since we ask them to put themselves in their shoes. Wouldn't you want to feel that if people out here who care for you will give their time to give that time up to spend with them just to know like they have a purpose and still do even if they don't feel like they're needed anymore?
Right on, Janaya.
Thank you, Janaya.
So, hey, that's something good in the hood.
Yeah, how old is Janaya?
Janaya, what are you? 17?
15.
15. 16, 15, yeah. So Janaya is one of our younger leaders, man, but she exudes so much leadership, Brother Reed, so she spearheaded this project. And so the young folks at our organization, the teens, were thinking about the elders, man, and you know, the social effect of social distancing and how we can do something about that in the interim. So we can't drop off, you know, gloves and masks, but we have a way to try to at least think about people's social and emotional well-being.
Well, I thank you, and I thank this young sister for speaking to old folk like me in a positive way. I love you, sister, and I love your message in terms of what you're sending to us. Let's go now.
Thank you, Larry.
Come on, Larry. Larry,
hello?
Larry, are you
hello?
There?
Hello?
Larry, brother Larry.
Yeah, hey, Ron was right. Keep those black thugs in jail. I'm putting, they're ruining our communities. You all are sellouts.
Larry, Brother Reed said we've been positive today, Larry. No negative.
You know what bothers me more than anything else? People who, okay, I'm going to stay positive, but people who hide behind the radio, you can't see where they are or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I used to give out the address where I am until my wife told me to stop doing it. But we have brothers and sisters who are out here walking. And let me say something. I'm not no macho go for bad man. I don't live with that spirit. I have a righteous, sincere spirit in terms of dealing
right.
with positive. Now, it took this man whatever energy he needed to muster to just call up and to be able to attack somebody. For what? You do that somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? Why don't you go out your I tell you what you do, bro. Take a ride over to the west side. Take a ride over to Inglewood. No, now, see, that's not positive, Brother Levante. I'm y'all forgive me, brother. Forgive me. Let me just say this to you. I've worked in the criminal justice system for 7-8 years, and there are a lot of people in prison that should be in prison for that was the answer and that was the solution to the crime that they committed. But there are also some people in prison who should not be there. But there's also another group of people, and this is what Brother LeBron has put forward, and we are looking at this case. It's amazing the number of these young people who have gotten so-called life sentences. They went in as teenagers before they turned 18. There's a bunch of them that's in prison in Illinois and in prison around this country. So do you really think that somebody should be held harshly to something? If they were, imagine someone being 17 and now they are 44. I know damn well I didn't think the same way at 44 that I thought at 17. I didn't think the same way at 27 that I did at 17. And so this hard macho crap, man, ain't nobody feeling that. You go holler in a paper bag somewhere with that crap. You ain't impressing nobody trying to act like you. Okay. On the positive, Brother Levante, you got anything else positive today, my brother? What you say?
Man, everything is good, man. It's a beautiful day. We have to I've been sitting at home a lot, Brother Reed, just talking with my children and my wife and my colleagues. And, you know, I keep talking about this economic bounce back, right? And more so for the country than the black community. For us, it's more about getting in. But, man, I'm just trying to find the silver lining and everything and understanding that this is a temporary but not as short term as we think. So, you know, I just keep wanting to say to black folks, we got to come out of this thinking differently. If you come out of this doing the same things, thinking the same way, man, no progress for us. So.
Hey, Brother Levante, I'm going to try, and my listening audience, I'm going to try a joke. I ain't good at it. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, bear with me. There's a brother. He was sitting on the couch with his beautiful black woman, and he got a letter in the mail. And the notice in the mail said the brother had tested positive for COVID-19. And the sister said, let me see that. The sister took the letter and looked at it and said, dude, you ain't test positive for COVID-19. You tested positive for cocaine on the 19th. Now, that's bad humor. But, you know, La Tierra in the control tower, my sister, you and Brother Titus and everybody else, y'all are absolutely champions. You are the best of those of us who are on the air. You make this thing go because, you know what I'm saying, people talk about how beautiful cars and all that kind of stuff. They don't look – I like to pop the hood up and see the beautiful engine. So as the engine on between the lines – come on, La Tierra. Come on, weigh in with your brothers today. What you guys say on the positive, Sister La Tierra?
Hi, guys.
Hi, La Tierra.
What's up?
How you guys doing today?
We're good. And you?
I am great. I am in the studio. You will be happy to know that my hair is done today.
Oh, awesome. You're in the control tower. Your hair is all did.
Yeah, I couldn't let this COVID-19 take away my joy and my everyday routine. So I'm like, let me go ahead and spruce myself up.
Yeah, because I'm looking like a Viking. I'm looking like a straight Viking.
That's what I'm talking. I ain't even going to talk about what I'm looking like because don't nobody want to know.
I know the men out here looking rough. No haircuts. They can't get no linings or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Cats was going from the cool beard. I seen some cats looking like, what that dude named? Wink Van Winkle? What's the guy with the long Rip Van Winkle?
Yep.
Rip Van Winkle. Yeah, with the long hair and the beards. So anyway, you know we love you, sister, and we love what you stand for, and we love what you do.
I love you guys, too. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Like, so, you was busy today, Brother Reed. Man, your lines was, man, you've been popping the last couple of weeks. I got a, I'm just standing back listening, man. It's been magnificent, man. So I know you don't worry about all that, but, man, I got to catch you on your back, man.
You know, brother, I told you we got iHeartRadio. We got people all over the country, and we're going to hear some positive. First of all, we're going to go to Diana, and then after Diana, we're going to hear from Cliff from Connecticut. Come on, Diana.
All right.
Sister Diana. Sister Diana, are you there? Sister Diana? Okay, I guess we lost Sister Diana. Let's go to Cliff from Connecticut. What's happening, Cliff?
Cliff.
And thanks, family. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, we as a black people are really facing some challenges, particularly with this virus. And you know what? Hopefully this is an opportunity for all of us to come together. You know, you hear the phrase saying, you know, we get through this together. But, you know, we as a black people, we must really take that phrase and really try to do the best we can, you know, to try to come together. And that means I'm saying that the churches, the pastors, even the brothers and sisters out in the street. And so I think what the brother was trying to say to call earlier is that we don't need any more black-on-black violence at this time or from this time on. We need to, I think, as a people, understand the importance of life, you know, and try to have a different perspective and value life all the way around. Does that make a little bit of sense, brother?
It makes a lot of sense. Sure. I was with the brother if he was saying about – I thought I heard him talk about they need to stay behind the walls and they need to do this and do that.
That was what he was talking about.
Yeah. The
thing but what I'm saying is that the mentality, if you're going to have that mentality that you're still going to be self-destructive, then we don't need you exposed out in the open if you're going to do more harm to our people. You know, and that's what I think I'm saying, man. And that's what I believe I'm feeling. Change your attitude because we're in a crisis. We all got to pull together in terms of helping out our elderly people, helping out our community. We all are in this together. Black people, we can no longer look to the government to help sustain us. We got to look within ourselves.
You know,
because, Eddie, he addressed that when he said that there are people that have went to jail at 17 and they're 44 now and their whole mentality has changed. So that's what.
That's me.
So you can't
that's
really base that off of that.
I'm glad
at
nobody said.
You have a dog mentality sometimes. You out here trying to survive. At 44, you have a whole different mind state on what you want to do at that age.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you were talking over her. We need to hear La Tierra very clearly.
Yeah, I got fired up about that because you're right, Brother Reed. You called me out basically in a good way for that. 19, I went behind the wall, and I'm exactly 44 years old now, and I'm so thankful that society didn't wash their hands of me at 19 or 20 years old.
Exactly. Brother Cliff, I thank you, brother, for your positiveness in that. And, you know, I don't know how old you are, Brother Cliff from Connecticut. I'm 70. Let me tell you something. In my hood, my daddy and my uncles, they grab a cat in the back of the collar. When men stand up, boys sit down.
Boys sit down.
Or you get your ass knocked down. And I know that I don't subscribe to violence or any of that. But I'd rather see somebody knock a cat down before I see him pull a gun and shoot somebody. You see what I'm saying? Because you can get back up from a knockdown. You can't get back up from a bullet. Very quickly, Brother Joe Lewis, you called me at the last minute. So, Brother, I'm going to make some closing comments. I need you to be very quickly, Brother Joe Lewis. Come on, Joe.
Yes, sir. And this is very quickly. First of all, I just wanted to say the message of hope, the audacity to write your vision right now in the black community, those who have writing skills, those who have perseverance. And I just believe. I believe in our community, and I just wanted to check in to say that I'm about the spirit of what do we do after COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, Levante, sir, yes, brother.
Have you with us. We got about 3 minutes, so I thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to us chopping it up. I want to say to the families who are grieving, to one of the highest profile people in our community, Brother Harold Davis, I'll say this to the family and to the loved ones and the friends. I don't know how you feel. I know how I felt when I lost someone close to me, to the families of Brother James Black Powell Wilson. And I'm the type of brother, as I was sharing with Sister Karen Hicks on the phone the other day, I love to see our people stand up right now at the moment the family needs you. That's a great thing to do, and I encourage that. I'm the brother that's going to call your phone 6 months from now. I can get out the way of the people who need to express their love and express their recognition and express their appreciation at this particular time. I'm the brother that's going to call 3 months from now. I'm the man that's going to knock on your door and say, let's go to breakfast or do something 6 months from now. I know what it was like. I've lost both of my parents, and I've lost other loved ones. And they're gone, they're gone. Think about those that you love who are still here that have lost loved ones, not just right through here now, when everybody is there. Go get them days, weeks, months, and years. That's when they need you, my brothers and sisters. I love you. I appreciate you. It's been a wonderful program. Thank President Tony Preckwinkle for weighing in with us, and I thank the callers. We're going to get up out of here today with Best in Me by Marvin Sapp. Always try to leave you with something positive. And so look for the best in yourself and the best in each other. That is the one thing that we can get up every day and do, no matter what we face. Asante Sana, the struggle continues. Until next time, this is your brother, Eddie Reed.
I got someone who got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me.